Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, you know the saying that says, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, right? Or the other version of it says, all work and no play makes you sad and grey. I'm just really curious as to what you do to play. And I don't want to use the word hobby, because once we use the word hobby, then you're going to draw blanks. In fact, the reason why we even have this conversation is because somebody asked me what my hobbies are. Till this day, I don't know what my hobbies are. Because remember when you were younger, right? The work and play was quite finely divided. Work was school, right? And then play was play on the swing, playing netball, soccer, rugby, marbles, two square, umelele, club zonke. Play was 100% dedicated in terms of your schedule. It was those fun activities that you assigned and prioritized as part of your daily routine. Right? And these are activities that make you happy. These are activities that get you active, you know, that really bring in your social circle as well. And I'm curious that in adulthood, do we play only with Bev and going out? Just asking. Do you play in your adulthood? How do you play in your adulthood? What do you do as play for you, for fun, to make you feel good, hey? Without the aspect of Bev. And if anything, if you are drawing blanks right now, hopefully it's some sort of self-introspection for you to see that you have that balance and how you can create it more, that you can have more things in your routine, in your day, to play. So, let's have a conversation. And even if you don't have, I want to know from you. I want to hear from you that, hey, I actually don't play. Talk to me. How do you play in your adulthood without Bev, without alcohol? What do you do to make you feel good without the alcohol? Just asking.
Look, I have an old-time hobby, which is soccer, but I've realized that I've reached a ceiling, and I've started a new hobby, which is cycling.
Oh, nice.
So even Afanda, been the cyclist, Hassan, yeah, cyclist. And your fitness up.
Awesome. Listen, one thing cycling will give you is, two things. One being amazing legs, and then two, aggression. One thing you cyclists are angry, and you're always on the roads. Also, the races with cyclists. Hi, son. Yan Sabeva. Good luck, son.
Mamela Gimdasimna. Diyadlalava. Diyadlala. And I enjoy. I have a 9-year-old son, and he is super active, and he makes sure that every Saturday morning sets his alarm. We are out of the house before it's even light outside. We are the first people at the park. We get on the swings, the slip and slides, the merry-go-rounds. Mamela Lamdana undidlalisa isoka naye. And I'm tiny. I have like a body of an 18-year-old at 35. And you know what they say, you know, you don't stop playing because you grow old, but you grow old because you stop playing.
Hey.
And that's me. That's me. And I love playing. I don't want to stop anytime soon.
You heard that. You don't stop playing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop playing. And I love that you mentioned that it's your child that actually reminds you that playing must be a part of your routine. It must be something you tick off the list, something that you do, even if it's not actually a game, but it's something that you do to feel good. You understand? I want to know, what do you do to play when? Do you have an extramural sport? Do you do golf? Have you gone back to playing netball like you did in your school days? Soccer, rugby, something. You understand? Something that fulfills, number one, the active sphere. And then two, also being in the social circles as well. And then, of course, just for fun. Hey? Have you ever been asked the question, what do you do or what are your hobbies? And then you're blank. Yeah. So I want you to do some self-introspection. Are you playing in your life? Do you have the work-play balance? Because sometimes work becomes the play, and then, hey, yeah, just working. Talk to me. What are you doing to play as an adult? Are you playing as an adult? Because kids get it right when it comes to the work and play balance. If we were to divide our lives into work and play, right, you've got the work part right, but do you have the play part right? What do you do as play for fun? You understand? It's the things that you do that are just enjoyment. You don't think about it. It is completely and utterly all about fun. Like those couples game nights. The family game day. Do you even have that as a family? The coloring in books. When last did you take a book and you colored in? Chastanji, crossword puzzles. Things that you do as play for you, for your enjoyment. What do you do for play as an adult without Biff? There's the most important aspect is without Bev, because I think we have gotten to a point as adults that Bev is the component and the key critical point of having fun and as play. So do you play without Bev? Do you just let out the inner child within you and just play? How's about when the sprinklers are on? You are there. Hey, you are there in your garden. When last did you play with Gup-Gup? So what is drop in another language? Skip rope, that one. Yeah. When last you pull out those old pantyhose that you said, hey, those lungis, and then you make a rope. Hey, just when last? Do you do it with your kids? Do you do it alone, just with you and your siblings? Just to bring the old times back. See if the knees are still the same. I'm not laughing. Talk to me. How do you play as an adult?
Your topic here today. And, like I play with the top things. Just my new things. Like yoga. Now and then, keeping fit, it's not every day, once a time.
Yeah, and I think that's what it needs to be, and that we don't create that dependence on alcohol for good times, and for fun times, and for play times. So what do you do to play as an L? Pop me a message. Sitting here with the girls of Babes Bendaba. Somebody said earlier on, and I think this is stuck, you don't stop playing because you get old, but you get old because you stop playing. So in your adulthood, what do you do to play other than Bev? But
sure.
Searching the mind, right? It's a hard one.
Yeah, it is a hard one.
Because what do we do for fun other than Bev?
I think when you have kids, it's a little different. And maybe JJ will kind of, you know, add on to that. Because I find that a lot of my playtime activities
are with your child.
Yes. Yeah. You know, so I end up doing things like rollerblading, skating, you know, which kind of works for both of us.
Because he
doesn't really have a lot of friends. So I've become that person kind of in his life. So sometimes we play soccer outside. But Njenanje, awa, old people.
But kids are important though. Kids are important to remind us that play is important. That we don't have to spend money to have fun and to feel good and to be active and to be within social circles. You must just play. Hey, do you play with your child, Juliet?
Just like Mbali, a lot. And you know, when you've got a child, you don't have that Abantu Bazodini syndrome.
Exactly.
Because we were wearing masks and I looked really, really hideous. But because it's your child and you're there in the public, you just do it.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
The last time I came with a weird watch and Bali's like, your kid's watching. I'm like, yeah, cause we made a deal, like promise you keep the watch on.
So
it's those little things. But for me, mostly I compete. I joke around. I compete a lot in my life.
Even with your child.
Even with my child. Yay.
Hey.
Yeah.
You don't let them win just in one round.
No. That's teaching them bad things.
Hi.
No. She said that. No. Kids must lose in order to learn. Yeah, be like, hey.
Okay, at least lose once every now and then, but like not every time.
No, because if you're losing every time, go practice.
Hi.
She's not babysitting for me.
Clearly we know who's winning in these games. So, talk to me. How are you playing, Wena? What is your play style? What do you do to play? In other words, if you're not working, what are you doing to play? It's a hard one, right? Because why? You've mixed so much of your life into work, into Bev. But what do you do just to feel good, to be happy?
Playing. Mina, yeah, I don't have a reason. Young, I don't play. I don't drink, so I have to play. And yeah, if my boys, our young, go soccer, we go out and play and make some picnic things because I'm that parent. So I make time for them. And yeah, we play. I'm hyper, they're hyper, so we have to play. But when you get older, so why not? We don't play when you get older. older, like a kid, we play like a kid. So yeah, play. Because me, I'm lazy to go to gym. I'm not lazy. I want. So why not play? And then yeah, to exercise my body. I think in my mind, I'm exercising my body.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of families actually have traditions. I think mine included as well. When we get together, when it's Christmas time, we always play 30 seconds. And we have this game where you guess the lyrics. So someone will say the lyrics and somebody must guess what the actual song is. And it's just for us to just feel good, man. It's just really just for fun. You know what I mean? And also just to bring back those aspects, because the kids as well sometimes get lost in the fray of Christmas, and sometimes it becomes about adults as well. So when you bring yourself down to that level and you just explore that part of yourself, it's a good time.
The other day I tried skateboard with my son.
Yeah.
Bad move. I almost broke my neck with that thing. But nevertheless, I do other stuff. I do play soccer with the kids,
yeah.
Not with the big boys, with the kids. I do jog with the kids.
Nice.
I do try exercising with the kids,
yeah.
Because, you know, when you do it with the kids, there is no pressure. So that's how I keep myself fit. And they are also at play and they like it. They enjoy it so much.
Ntabi, which way are you the playmaster in? Alison Tabby?
Hi.
Play master. Unjan.
Ngona njani?
Ngona. When, how do you play in your adulthood?
Yo, mina mangula abantwana esikwadini bedlala idisk.
Yeah.
Nami ngiyabajona ngithi ngicela sidlaleni shibo.
Yes, man.
Yeah, Spike 2.
Hey, man.
Ngizala nabi bola. Ikishini ke ngikudume ngayo bayazi nabo. Ngibashaya. Oh, abadlala umgusha, abadlala lapha yangithanga, ngizela nani. Achubule ke because like mama ngekuthawo lo mama lo ubudlala nathi umgusha and they get excited.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I'm a sports fanatic as well. So I enjoy sports very well.
Nice.
And then I do ice skating as well.
Oh.
So that's what I enjoy.
Hey, Alison Tabby, you are busy, hey?
Yes.
But you know what I like about it?
Too.
I like the fact that you let out your inner child, because when you see other kids playing, you're like, hey, listen, I can do it. Just because the numbers are running up when it comes to my ID number, okay, does not mean I can't fulfill that aspect of me that just is a childlike. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't let my gray hair stop me from playing. Eh?
Come on, I'm not going to let my gray hair. You better preach and tell me on a Monday. I love it. Thank you so much, Nen.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Boxburg. Asmirim, how are you?
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Mazal. How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
Wonderful. Talk to me. Teach us. How do you play?
Listen, when you have kids, get them out of the house. Forget the Wi-Fi, forget the YouTube, forget the whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go outside. Yesterday, I got my son to say, okay, fine, my car's dirty. Please let's get the car washed. Okay, you know, they washed 20% of it and the other 80 I finished by myself, but it's the thought that counts.
Exactly.
You know? And for me with them is we'll normally go to We jump, we'll do a picnic outside, they've got Nerf guns, so we are outside shooting each other with Nerf guns. You know, so for me it's that. It's like if you've got kids, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Get yourself outside. Do picnics, do whatever, man. And these kids will come up with things. Go to Gorisi today.
Yes.
You know? Go to Gorisi to be on the rides and just make sure you don't eat before the rides. We can't hold it all in, you know?
Hey. But you know what, what I'm realizing about what you're saying is that in this particular aspect, the kids become the teachers. You understand?
Exactly.
Because, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. And the thing is, our kids learn from us. We tend to be homebodies where we sit at home, we are on our phones because we have unlimited Wi-Fi and wada. Our kids tend to think that's the only way to go.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But then it takes us to also be conscious and say, okay, but when we were kids,
Come on, you know,
we had to be dragged outside to be dragged in.
Hey.
So why don't we return the favor? I mean, abantwana bethu can play umgusha, digeto, wara. You know? Hey. So let's get them outside. Okay, then, okay, now they play cricket and, but, you know, asidlaleni party, you know? Asidlaleni party, you know? But I think it also takes as much as it's them teaching us, it also takes us to be conscious of the fact that we can't always be inside indoors. Yeah. Maybe the good thing for me that works for me is that I get very claustrophobic. I'm in the house Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm like, yo, I need to go outside.
Something's wrong.
You know? Yeah. So that also helped.
I get you.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, it's so important that what we're talking about today, because one thing I want you to be cognizant of is, are you learning from the kids, which is to prioritize play. Prioritize the things that seem to not make sense, seem to not be important when it comes to your schedule. That is important. You going outside, just, you know, playing with kap kap, two square, hey? Playing umkushe, playing soccer, playing nje. If you're not outside, okay, then chess, okay, hey? Because that's another game, you understand? I don't think we take enough time to actually prioritize the things that just are for fun. Hmm? Do you do that?
If there's one thing that my kids enjoy the most is to play with me. I have two boys, age 16 and 12. Nice. Obviously, when I play with them soccer, they get so excited.
Oh, no.
And I used to do this a lot. We played, we take walks. We will, the only thing I can't do is cycling. Mm. And I'm planning that one day I'm going to buy my own bike, and then they will teach me how to cycle because they know how to cycle. The rest of the time I run. I'm a runner. I love running, and I also take them with. Then we go to, at the gym, there's a track, and then we run there. They get so excited trying to run fast. And what they don't know is that mommy is an endurance runner. Yeah. After a few minutes, they are tired and mommy still has it. It's the most beautiful thing to play with your children, and they get so excited.
Oh man.
You know, I was talking with my husband about this yesterday,
because
I told him that I want to go to a picnic. We must take the kids for a picnic in the weekend. We take a ball, we just go outdoors and just play and have fun, play all these games, yeah, my phone for a bit. The kids must stop watching TV for a day, so that we just go and just have fun. From all the activities.
And that's important. Getting home tired because you're playing. It's nice to be on the phone. Daddy, what did you do all day? I played. You are 40 something. Unet text number. SARS knows your name, but when you spent your day playing, it's a beautiful thing to let out the inner child in you. Oh, Sylvia Masega, how are you?
Fine, and you, Andy.
Yakbiza, name and surname, hey? Shut the ID number. Talk to me.
My Sunday is the best day of. I'm teaching young Sunday school. It's the best thing that ever happened. I don't know when I lie to you, Andy. They will love you. And now that spirit, we have seen that you have done something.
You know what I've noticed, yes, at least in the church I've been at, right? All the Sunday school teachers are the happiest, most like alive people I've ever experienced, just because of their childlike spirit.
And it helps. I don't want to lie to you. It's spiritually, it's mentally.
Oh, I love it, Al Sylvia. Thank you for making it there. Can you do me one favor, Al Sylvia?
Yeah?
Can you do me one favor?
Yes, indeed.
Tell Shaila just one line. Yengo me Sunday school. That one. Just a one. Just any Sunday school song. Just one line.
Okay. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know,
and you really want to show,
if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Oh, Siyabonga, I'll still be. Thank you. That felt good, right?
Thank you.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Sylvia. Remember, the kids are the leaders in this one. If you're struggling right now and you're thinking, hey, I don't actually play that much, learn from the kids. In fact, go with them. Play. Just let loose a bit. Because why? It's really so important when it comes to your development and just being happy. Hey, please, man.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.